This is the Roxanne Show. Get ready. It's time to rise. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Roxanne Show. In today's solosode, I'm going to give you 10 ideas on how to build a healthy relationship. So this could be a friendship. This could be a, you know, business colleague. This could be a relationship with a partnership with someone. So it's sort of like the fundamentals, some fundamental ideas for any relationship dynamic with an individual that's going to matter to you, that you really want to nurture into something that's very healthy and wonderful. Before we get started, I'd love for you to check out my free Future Self meditation and digital journal. I created this for you guys because, look, the inner shapes the outer, right? You want to know who you are and who you're becoming because that's going to shape your reality. So if you are not clear on this future expression of yourself, then you're not really clear on the life that you want to create because it's always going to come down to who you are, right? Your reality. So it's a 15-minute long meditation. It's really just powerful to help you get clear on connecting with this highest expression of yourself. And then the digital journal is just beautiful and there's affirmations and a lot of great space in there for you to take whatever you downloaded from your meditation and, you know, put it in writing, which is going to fortify it and help to activate it to keep it very strong within you. So to get this free meditation and digital journal, just go into the show notes. There is a link there. Put your name and your email and it will come into your inbox. All right, let's get down on this solosode. Okay, so 10 ideas that help to build a healthy relationship. Relationships are really important, you know. When I was actually on a plane when I was writing out these 10 ideas, I, you know, just came back from an incredible weekend, you know, celebrating, honoring, and supporting one of my very best friends, Gabrielle Lyon, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, who put on this just so, it was such a phenomenal summit, Forever Strong. And, you know, there were some friendships of mine that are just sacred friendships already. Then there are some who, you know, individuals I've met over the years online, but have not yet met in real life, but got to during this weekend. And then there's new people who came into my life that just had really great energy. So I just really started thinking about the importance of relationships. And it's, you know, I've talked about relationships before, you know, ideas around navigating friendships and teammates. But these 10 ideas, I think you're going to be really supportive just to act as like the fundamentals, you know, how you want to build and nurture healthy relationships, you know, emphasis on healthy. So let's get started with number one. So number one, if you are not your authentic self with authentic intentions, you don't call in authentic people and build authentic connections. I'm going to say that again. If you're not your authentic self with authentic intentions, then you're not going to call in authentic connections. You're not going to call in authentic people. I'm going to share a quick story. So years and years and years and years ago, I moved back from New York after living there for years to Los Angeles. And, you know, I just started my freelance makeup career. And it was such a reset for me to be in LA. My family's there. I grew up there. But, you know, I left when I was a teenager. So coming back as a young woman, you know, it was in a sense, it was kind of like all brand new to me. You know, I didn't have, you know, all kinds of friends. And, you know, my friends were in New York and other parts of the world. So, you know, it was a quiet time for me for sure. And I remember this girl who I had met through work, and we started to become friends. And I remember her saying to me, you know, you should really come out more to meet more people, you know, to these like networking kind of events. And, you know, they were usually at some kind of bar or something. And I wasn't feeling it. You know, I remember thinking to myself, if I'm not, it's not like, oh, I'm tired and I don't want to go out. It wasn't that. It was that I knew what these events were about. There's nothing wrong with going out to network. Just never been my approach, you know, to how I want to build a relationship. I mean, I don't mind going to events. Like I just came from one. If there's something really compelling and meaningful for me to be there, for. But if it's just to go, oh, maybe meet somebody and, oh, you know, shake hands with somebody, it's not compelling enough to me, because it just feels so like the intention is just not where I drive myself to build relationships, you know? So I remember just like, no, you know, like it's fine if it takes me longer to, you know, cultivate relationships that help me in my career, then so be it. Because if I don't genuinely want to be there, then I'm not being genuine when I am there. And if I'm not genuine when I am there, then who am I attracting into my life? Because you do call in who you are. Your energy is attracting, you know, people towards you, right? So that was just, you know, I stand for authenticity over everything. If you're new to me, welcome. Hope you hang out for a long time with me. But authenticity is the through line. It's the dominant conversation that I'm always having, you know, to be your authentic self. And it's actually a very complex and rich subject. And it's so much more than just being real, right? But, you know, that's for other episodes. Just to move this one forward, to get into the next several ideas here, it's just important to really keep that in mind. If you're not being authentic, and if you don't have authentic intentions when you're building a relationship, like any relationship, you know, then you need to understand that the foundation for that relationship has cracks in it. And at some point, you're likely going to fall through it, or something's going to happen. You know, you're not building on a healthy foundation. And as long as you're aware of that, then fine. You may not get sucker punched as much. But I say, just keep it fucking honest. You know, be honest about, first of all, who you are. Show up as you in every fucking room you walk into, and let your intentions when you're meeting people not just be for, you know, what can you do for me, or this person will get me somewhere, or whatever. It's just, you know, let it have more meaning and richness, and then let that, you know, be the energy that you create from. You create this relationship from, you know? The next one is, givers need to receive too. Don't block that reciprocity. Givers need to receive too. Don't block that reciprocity. Everything in life is, you know, it's like ebb and flow. It's give and take, right? It's just, that's the harmony. And when we don't allow ourselves to receive, we're basically breaking that harmony, right? It's really, really important to allow yourself to receive. I mean, for all my girls here, at least, this is a core feminine energy principle, to receive. And I know for a lot of women, including myself, in the past, I've gotten so much better at it. When you are a natural giver, and I'm not talking about people pleasing, I'm talking about like you genuinely, like you're a nurturer and you give, and you love giving, and it's easy to give. It could be hard to be on the receiving end. It could be uncomfortable. Like even taking a compliment, you know, it's like, oh, you just shut it down. Like, no, you know, when I get compliments now, I'm like, thank you, I receive, you know, because I know that I'm worthy of receiving that, even a compliment. So, you know, it could be harder to receive gifts or, you know, help, support, but it is very important to allow yourself to do that, especially when you're a giver, right? Because this helps the harmony in the dynamic of your relationship be sustained. So it's really, really important to allow that reciprocity to constantly be happening, be in flow, right? Next one. Asking for help is not a weakness. It's knowing you're worthy of receiving it and trusting that those who care for you would love to support you. Okay, now this one for me, see, I'm like doing the hair flip because it's getting serious. Asking for help has never been easy for me. It's not a pride thing. It's rooted way deeper than that. It's really important to allow yourself to be in that state where you can ask for help. Like you have to be able to trust that those who love you, if they really love you, they are more than happy to show up and help you, right? I know in my own life, I'm the first one ready to go. However best I can support my people, I'm fucking there and they know it. And yet, I'm the last one to ask for help. And I don't pride myself in that. It's just, again, I'll just simply tell you, because you know, the people in my life, they're all fucking, everyone's plate is so full. I mean, they handle it incredibly well, but you know, the mentality is like, I just don't want to add something to your plate. I love you. Right. And so it feels like, oh, you don't want to do that. And yet it's bullshit because they're like, please let me be your friend. Let me be, you know, the person who does love you and wants to support you. And it kind of goes back to the last idea, that reciprocity, right? So allow yourself to receive that support. But in this idea, it's also initiate the ask for the support, you know, when you feel like you need it truly, you know, I mean, no one does anything alone. Oh, hair is so wild today. No one does anything alone, you know? And I know, you know, there's some of my best friends. I mean, I admire, they're so good at asking for support, you know, when they need it. And it comes across in so many different ways, right? It's not just, can you do this for me or whatever. It's whatever it is. And when it comes at me, I honor all of it. I'm here for all of it. Right. So in that same regard, you know, for me, it's like, I need to also allow myself to be in that position as well. Right. So if you're like me and you have a hard time asking for help, you know, think about that, journal about it. Like, why is that? I know for me where it comes from. Again, it's not pride. It's not that I don't feel worthy. It's not that, you know, but I would really recommend that you do some introspective work to help you get past that, you know. And asking for help, by the way, is not just being a needy person who, you know, you're passive in your life, you're not taking control, and you're always kind of, you know, codependent on others. We're not talking about that here, right? I'm talking about when you're building relationships, when you're in relationships, friendships, like, you know, any kind of dynamic with an individual that matters to you, that you, you know, with someone that you love and you trust, you need to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to ask for help. And, you know, if they can help you and if they want to help you, then they're going to, and that's the only way you're going to know is if you initiate that. Right. And allow it. Right. So that's a really important one to have in a healthy relationship. It's that mutual ability to be able to turn to each other and ask for help. Next one, you have to put yourself out there and initiate connections for them to be made. So you have to put yourself out there to make new friendships, to build relationships, right? It's so important. I am laughing. I'm laughing because this whole weekend there was a theme about me that I'm the introvert, and I am. I recharge on my own. That's the definition of introvert. I'm not shy. It doesn't mean I have a problem speaking to people, but if I don't vibe with an energy, I just get very reserved. That's how I roll. In terms of getting yourself out there, you know, it is important. You know, you want to position yourself again authentically, right? You're not just like trying to just, you know, let me go meet somebody so maybe you can do something for me. It's not that. This is about, you know, just not locking yourself up, not being isolated so that you can actually get out in the world wherever you need to be authentically and start initiating relationships. I mean, this could even be in like in the digital world, you know, it could be someone you really admire in social media, and you send them a DM, nice message, and you know, you initiate, you know, just a conversation with them, right? This, I've built so many actually really incredible relationships. I mean, some who are my best friends to this day through the DMs, right? But you got to put yourself out there. If you're just, you know, kind of locked into yourself, you're not going to build these relationships that can ultimately make the greatest difference in your life, like in terms of fulfillment, you know? So put yourself out there. Next one. This is a big one for me. People pleasing and kissing ass is a sign that you don't have boundaries and you lack self-respect and self-confidence. Real connections don't need you to bow to them to be forged and held together. The real ones meet and move together at eye level. The real ones meet and move together at eye level. I gotta tell you, I've seen so much fucking ass kissing in my life from like my, you know, when you work in the entertainment industry, it's just kind of fucking everywhere. And I just, It's really hard to witness, actually. And I think actually why it's hard for me to witness is because, you know, I stand for an individual to own themselves, you know, and in that self-ownership, there's high levels of self-esteem and high levels of self-respect. And, you know, you are empowered to be who you are, right? So when I see ass kissing, and it's so fucking common, and it's the easiest thing for me to see, and the people pleasing, you know, that one I can have a little bit more empathy for. I might be a little bit more of an asshole around the ass kissing. Like, come on, man. But it still does all come from the fact that I'm like, you are just so, you're tearing yourself down, you know, to try and please somebody or, you know, show somebody. I don't even know. It's so unnecessary. And yet it's so common, you know, and it just, again, it shows this lack of self-respect and confidence. And it doesn't at all forge any kind of healthy relationship. If you're kissing someone's ass, you're not being who you truly are. You know, you're trying to mend yourself, you know, and step up and like fucking coddle someone so that they like you more. And there's reasons for that. Why? You know, so you can get farther somewhere or so, you know, who fucking knows? You feel better about yourself. The person's popular. So like, you know, now you feel like you're somebody, you know, well, you got to watch out for that shit. It's very easy. I see it all the time, especially in the world of social media. You know, you think, oh, because my friends, this person, metrics, this, that. So no, you want to fucking feel that way about you because that is who you are. You stand in your own essence, your own frequency, your authenticity. You know what I mean? And let your relationships, again, this goes back to idea number one, let your relationships and people come to you because you're so steady in who you are. That's the most attractive energy. That right there, someone who's just, and it's not boasting. You don't, when you really are a confident individual, like you have very healthy levels of self-esteem and you certainly have strong levels of self-respect, it just comes off you. You don't have to do anything. It exudes off of you and it's very attractive and it takes up space. It can make some people really uncomfortable. You're not trying to do anything though. You know, you're just you. So on the flip, you know, if you're a people pleaser and if you're someone who, again, just like, I'm just being very blunt and kind of an asshole about it because that's just how I roll sometimes. You know, if you're like kissing someone's ass, you know, oh, like me. Just know that you're not at all creating any kind of healthy dynamic between you and that person. Period. End of story. You're not. There's going to be a lack of self-respect because here's why. You're not showing it to yourself. So if you're not operating with your own level of self-respect, you're not going to call in people who are going to be respecting you. That's a fucking hard fact. So don't do that. You know, don't do that. Let people like you for who you really are. You don't need to do anything extra. I'm not saying don't be a giver. I'm a giver, you know, but I'm not a people pleaser. And like, I'm a lover. I'm warm. I'm generous for sure. I love it. My people fucking know it. So I can say it with absolute conviction. But the last thing I'm going to do is overextend myself or fucking just try and like, oh, yeah, I'm not a yes person. You know, I don't need to be. You know, I like me. If you like me too, great. I know that you really like me because I'm really being me, right? But if I'm not really being me, I don't really know if you like me or not. See what I'm saying? Stop people pleasing. Don't kiss ass. Allow your relationships to be built, once again, back to number one, from your most authentic self. And if you find yourself in this hyper people pleasing situation, you really have to investigate why that is. Because there's likely, it's always going to come down to some kind of fear of loss, you know, something from childhood or who knows, you know, but that's something that you don't want to carry through for the rest of your life. You really want to get rid of that. You want to pivot that. You want to rewrite those narratives as fast as you can, you know, so that you can really get to know, love, trust, and respect your authenticity and stand in that and let every single relationship that you build come from that expression of you. Period. Next. it's important to trust your intuition. If you feel a red flag on some level when you meet someone or when you're getting to know them, it's a signal to pay attention to. Don't deny it. Honor it. I've been in that situation so many times in my long time ago. You know, it's like, you know, we have all of us have intuition, you know, and you're either going to honor it, you're going to shut it down. The healthier you get, the easier it is to listen to your intuition, like to actually hear it. And also, I would say that the more vitality you're living with, it's also going to lend to more respect and self-esteem. This is also going to perpetuate more trust so that when your intuition and your instinct, two different things, but they go together. When, you know, you start getting the clues, the feelings, the things, and in this, you know, example, if there's red flags, you don't shut it down. You honor it above everything else because you fucking know, because you know, you know. So don't, you know, it's, I'll say this, you might have to not listen at first, or maybe a couple times till you get. Yeah, and then things are going to happen. You're going to have experiences with people, and then you're going to be like, fuck, you know, I felt it. I knew it, but I didn't listen. And what, in my opinion, the most important thing for you to do in those moments is not beat yourself up because you didn't listen. It's just know that you did feel it. You did feel it. And now honor that and reposition it so that it becomes number one when it comes back around again in another circumstance, right? Sometimes the path to trusting yourself is you didn't trust yourself. You learn the lesson, and that teaches you to never do it again, to learn how to trust yourself more, you know? So you pick your path, you know, you could either shut it down and learn, we'll call it the hard way, or you just say no, just say no, you know, that, you know, when you get the feeling that you're going to honor it, and you're going to do what you need to do in honoring it. So if it's completely cutting, you know, shutting down that relationship, or if it's somebody that you've already started to build a relationship with, a friendship with, whatever, but you're getting these weird vibes, then you get to decide, like, is it worth having a conversation, or is it just worth, you know, I've been in that situation before. I'll tell you, like, you know, I years and years ago, I remember, you know, me and this girl, we started to be friends, and it was cool at first, and we worked together a little bit. And then I just saw some shit. I saw traits that were not going to be okay moving forward. And you know what I did? I peaced out. I didn't have a conversation about it because she wasn't going to be an ongoing friend for me. And so it was okay. I didn't have any problem just kind of politely stepping away. You know, we weren't best friends, but, you know, we were hanging out, working together, and I just quietly stepped away. So you decide. I'm just giving you ideas, and I share some of my personal experience because I know I get the feedback that, you know, it could be very helpful to you at times. So you get to pick, you know, your route. But again, the point here is trust your intuition and your instinct. And when things come up, I say fucking honor it. Next, know thyself. The stronger you're connected to your core values, standards, and principles, the more you attract those who operate similar paths of character. It's easier to make those connections because you sense that common ground with them. So I'll give you one example. One of my very best friends, Matthew Gottesman. Love you, Matt. You know, when we first met, my very, very best friend, Carrie Walsh Jennings, all my best friends, but I mean, they are. She introduced me to Matt through his writing, you know, online. Actually, it was a talk at first. And then I went, you know, to his page. If you don't follow him, you should. He's an incredible, just human, but writer and podcaster, and yeah, incredible. So Matt Gottesman is his Instagram profile. So anyways, I go to his profile, and there was this writing piece that he had on integrity. And integrity is a big one. You know, if you've been with me for a while, like it's, I tease that one out as a constant in the conversations. And the way he nailed it, you know, he's like breaking down what integrity really means. The way he nailed it, I was like, fuck, he gets it. Like he gets it. And that was it. You know, we just reinitiated, we started messaging, and you would think that we have been close for like a decade now, easily. I mean, this was three years ago now, or I can't remember. But anyhow, so the whole idea here is that, you know, integrity is a core value of mine. And from reading Matt's writing on integrity, I knew that integrity was absolutely a core value. It wasn't like some like, you know, inspirational post or whatever. Like I could feel the fucking, he was channeling that piece of writing, you know, cause he embodies it. He moves. And I know firsthand now, like absolutely it's a core value of his. So to know your core values, you know, that's a component to your self-identity. I talk about this a lot in all aspects of when I'm speaking about future self. It's in my digital course. I do have a course plugging that right now. You can go to the show notes. There's a link there, how to develop your relationship with your future self, get clear on your future self. Core values, there's a whole section on this that's really powerful because a lot of people don't know this stuff. Like, what's your core values? You know, what are your, do you have any guiding principles? You know, this stuff is huge. Because it really informs your self-identity on who you are, like what truly matters to you. And so when you get very clear on this, you have a strong, sturdy sense of self. And when you're meeting people, you know, you're likely going to be attracting people who have similar core values. You know, I mean, even my wing woman at work, Paulina, love you. You know, she's my right hand. She's fucking badass. Integrity is like, I mean, it's just, it's in her, you know, and we connect on that level. And that's really, really, especially important in business. You know, you can't have someone who's operating with integrity and somebody who's not. But my point is to say that you want to get really clear on this kind of information about yourself. To do that, you have to be willing to sit with yourself and do this kind of work. It's the best work you could ever do. It's you getting to know who you truly are. I mean, this is one way you do it, right? There's this way of I'm out here living life and experiencing life and interacting with life, and life is giving me material for me to learn more about myself. But that's only one part of it. You have to also, I'm just telling you, this is self-mastery. If you're not willing to sit with yourself and ask yourself questions and dig deep into self, capital S-E-L-F, you're really not going to get the material that's going to inform you on who you truly are, right? And then you think about if you don't really know that strong sense of self, if you don't have that strong sense of self, then what are the relationships that you're building? When you have a strong sense of self, I mean, I can look around at the closest people to me in my life and they all know who they are and they all have a strong sense of self, period. And we are, you know, so many of our core values and principles and standards, of course, behaviors and habits are living on the same plane. You know, it's not like we're all just so much alike each other in every single way, but we complement each other in, you know, in our unique ways. And there's foundational commonalities between us that create more harmony in our relationship. You know, just, I mean, even in conversations, just the way we navigate conversations alone. So this is really important. Know thyself, you know, get more clear on your core values, on your standards, on your principles. You know, obviously you have to be living to this information. It can't just be ideas like, oh, my idea, I value health. But meanwhile, you're not doing anything that's healthy for your life, right? So, you know, get very clear on this information, stand in it, and you will call in people who are a match to you. Next one. If you can't speak up when things feel off in a friendship or a relationship, then you may not be as close to that person as you think you are. Or you are having a self-confidence issue. Either requires investigation. I did an episode not that long ago on the difference between teammates and friendships, both so important. It's not a grading or a hierarchy thing, like you're less than and you're more than. It's just an operation thing. How you operate is just different, you know? And maybe not even that much of a difference, but there is a difference. You can go back. We'll put a link in the show notes to watch this episode. It was a really powerful episode. So much great feedback on that. But going back to this, if you can't speak up. So when I'm breaking down teammates, one of the aspects of teammates that I believe exists is that when there is friction or something is off, we run towards each other. A lot of friendships can do that too, but not all of them, you know? And certainly in a partnership, you want to be able to do that, right? But I don't know, can you? That's the invitation here. The invitation is pay attention. Like if you have a hard time having a conversation when something just feels off, maybe there's some friction or whatever, then like I said, you are either not as close as you think you are, or you're lacking some kind of self-confidence, self-worth issue that you're not willing to stand up for yourself. And when I say stand up, I'm not saying you have to go like toe-to-toe and it's like a fight of a conversation, but I'm saying to use your throat chakra to speak up for yourself, even if it's, you know, I'm not, again, not in a combative way, but just to speak up and initiate a conversation to get to the bottom of something that matters to you, you know, to solve a potential issue, right? You need to be able to do that in any kind of healthy relationship, any kind of healthy relationship. Most importantly, because what it says about you to yourself, if you can't do that, then you're backing down from some kind of fear, some kind of less than feeling, you know, you're feeling less than, and that's how you're navigating that relationship. Don't do that. You know, don't, this is you telling yourself that you're not worthy of, you know, speaking up for yourself, of having a conversation with someone. You never want to, and I understand it happens. It's not easy. It's really hard actually to have a hard conversation. So what? Good. Do hard things. It's good for you. You know, and I will say this, a lot of times, I know even in my own life, you know, when there's been some kind of friction or some kind of challenge or whatever in certain dynamics, certain friendships, and we did, you know, move together and have those conversations, it took our fucking relationship to the next level. It was a positive. It was a positive. But if that conversation, you know, if it didn't happen, then it could have been the end of the relationship, you know, and whether it was an acute ending or a slow, you know, just not feel great ending, like, you know, resentment starts to come in and then that energy starts to come in. And this is the most common because it's easier to be quiet and hold all that shit inside. And then the individual is just navigating the relationship, just feeling resentful. I mean, you're harboring really low frequency energy in you, and that's not going to feel good to you. And it's certainly not going to do anything that's healthy for your relationship. So again, you know, you need to be able to speak up when something's off. And if you feel like you can't, then it's your job to investigate why that is. Is it because you really don't have that kind of, you know, trust and respect and connection with this individual? Or is it because you're afraid, you're lacking self-confidence, you're, you know, feeling unworthy, something like that? That's up to you to decide. And, you know, if it is the latter, you gotta really work on that. You know what I mean? Because you don't ever want to, you know, be functioning with that kind of energy. And I understand that it does come up for us, but when you get this information, when you get clear and you're like, oh shit, it's actually me feeling insecure. And then why am I feeling insecure? Why am I not feeling like I trust, you know, what is it about? When you start to get to that place, it's your duty to start to do the work to uncover why it is so that you have that material, that information to start to, you know, change it, to pivot it, to rewrite the story, the narrative, right? It's a big one. The last one. Adding value to a person's life comes naturally when two people really care about each other's best interest and are aligned energetically. You want each other to win throughout life, and your connection with each other continually supports that goal. This also kind of goes back to the teammate thing, you know, like my very closest, my teammates, their mission, my mission. Their wins, my wins. I will fucking do anything to help them win in any area, domain of their life. However I can support, I'm here for it. Because I want them to fucking live that life that is here on their heart. You know, their vision of their ideal. You know, what they're here to do. I'm with them. Fucking 24/7. It's really important. And I do know that I have that in return. I know my people are about me. I know my people are about me, you know? So, but again, this comes down to energetic alignment. This comes down to, you know, you really do have the best interest for each other. Like, you love each other. You truly, there's no, you know, fucking hidden agenda. And again, this, again, take it right back to number one. If you did not have authentic intentions, meaning you just want to connect with this person, you think they're great, you know, you admire them, you respect them, not people pleasing, kiss asses, and that. You respect them, you admire them. I admire and respect every single one of my fucking close friends. Absolutely. You know, even if you're not my best friend, you know, if I call you a friend, I admire and I respect you. It's so important. You know, so this authenticity piece, again, just dominates everything. Because if you're not functioning from that place, if you're building relationships not from that authentic place, then you don't really, it's just not going to amount to anything that's really, really flourishing and nurturing and that reciprocity. Like, it's just, it's not going to be, you know, it's just not going to be great. So save yourself that energy and potentially, you know, pitfalls, doubt, you know, just it's kind of like, yeah, don't fall for the fucking shiny shit. Like, be really true about who you and clear about who the kind of people in your life you want to be close to and you want to connect with, and not just about like, oh, you know, is this person doing great things or their metrics. Here's what I'll say about that. I love being in a room of greatness. And when I am in the room with my closest, you fucking better believe I am. These are path makers, elite performers, thought leaders. I'm not just saying that, right? They are legitimately, the closest people in my life are legitimately all of that and more. And yet it was never about, oh, because, you know, you're the fucking goat of your sport and multi gold medal, like, or because, you know, you have this many fought. I don't give a fuck. I respect. But my point is to say that for me, when I'm building a relationship, especially like somebody that I want to build a friendship with, right? If it's a work colleague, I mean, maybe it's not as deep, but you still want to have that authenticity piece in. It's all about heart. It's all about character. It's all about core values. You know, all the stuff I was talking about earlier. It really does come down to that for me. You know, how does that person speak to the waiter? That's a big one. If you're all fucking nice, oh, yeah. And then I sit down and I have, you know, food with you and you just don't even say thank you or give eye contact to the person who's bringing your food. Nah, you just gave yourself away. I saw the truth. I'm not okay with that. You know, those things matter to me. Those things matter to me. Everything else. And the interesting thing is that there are a lot of incredible fucking humans doing incredible things who do you know, who operate with integrity and that respect and those qualities that I admire, who have the standards, who have the behaviors, you know. But again, the driving point is, for me, it's that. It's like, what is your character? What's your qualities? It's not what you do. It's who are you as a person? That really, where's your consciousness? That's really important to me. That's going to dictate so much about how close I can be to you, period. You know, if your consciousness isn't, you know, it's okay, but I just know that it's not going to lend to a really, you know, high level relationship with me. And this, again, I'm just sharing, you know, antidotes, bits about my life, because I know, as I talk to you, my beautiful community, and I know that sharing my stories and my, you know, experience, my perspective personally, when I'm giving ideas or tactics or strategies or anything, could be very, very supportive. But this all comes back to you, right? I just want you to think about having, you know, when you're building any kind of relationship that matters to you, you really do want to have the person's best interest at the top. Like, it has to matter to you, you know, and also, you know, just very much being in alignment energetically. And you'll know if you are. And if you're not, and you're still trying to pursue a relationship, then you're being fucking fake. And it's probably not going to go well. So sorry, not sorry. So yeah. So those, you know, these 10, you know, I could keep going. There's so many more pieces, obviously, to building, you know, healthy relationships, but these are the 10 that came through me. And I hope that some of them really, if not all of them, just did something for you today. You know, maybe it struck a chord in a certain place for you right now that you really needed to hear. Maybe I gave you something to think about, something to go journal about, or maybe something will be coming up after you take in this episode in your life and experience. And there was a seed planted here, and you'll come back to this episode and, you know, navigate maybe some part of the dialogue that I shared here in a way that will support you to maneuver through some kind of relationship moment, you know, authentically and in integrity, and ultimately respecting yourself. It's the most important thing, right? Again, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to close it out. The inner shapes the outer. The relationship that you have with yourself is dictating fucking everything in your life, period. So if you don't know, love, trust, and respect your authentic self, again, authentic is way more complex than my name is Roxanne. This is my podcast. I live here. I like this. It's not that. You got to go deeper. You got to know your core values. You got to know, you got to have some principles. You have to have standards. What are your boundaries like? You know, this is the stuff. And by the way, again, plug to my future self course. This is in my digital course. It's an epic course, femininely fierce. It is catered towards women, but it's beautiful. And so again, there's a link in the show notes if you want to check that out. You could also DM me, Roxy Look, if you have questions about the course. I'd love answering your questions or just comments about this episode. Please do hit me up on Instagram. I really love continuing the conversation about, you know, just anything in these episodes that really hit you and supported you, or maybe you have questions on, you'd like to, you know, kind of tear into it more. And on that note, before I forget, if you are one of my incredible women here, you want to join my free community, Queendom, girl, come through. There is a link in the show notes for that as well. Queendom is so special. There's actually a space just for the podcast where we post the episodes so that you can ask me any questions there that will help you to understand more of the content, embody more of the content, navigate the content more that I share in each episode. Just support you more from these episodes. So there's a link in the show notes to Queendom. You guys, I hope this one really served you in incredible ways. I loved writing it out. I loved creating it for you. I hope you liked the hair flips as usual. Fucking rocking Metallica today. And I'll catch you on the next one. Queen, this is your call to greatness. If you are ready, and I mean truly ready, to shift anything in your outer experience, your outer reality, your finances, your health, your relationship, anything career related, anything spiritual, any shift that you want to make that has to do with your reality has to first start with shifting who you are, your self-identity. My Future Self Digital course is your supportive blueprint that helps you achieve this. The inner shapes the outer. So when you get crystal clear on your core beliefs, your core values, your core desires, your high hard goals, you know, when you learn how to rewrite parts of your past that maybe don't feel so great and instead leverage those experiences to be fuel for you to expand and to grow, this is how you start to change the game behind the game of life, which all starts and ends with you. I've designed this course from my heart, soul, and experience to be a femininely fierce experience for you to uncover and connect with your most authentic self. And as a Future Self student, you get 3 months free membership access to Queendom. This is where we really get to connect. Queendom is such a rad, sacred, empowered space where every month you get a live Q&A call with me so we can connect and troubleshoot any area of your life that you would like or just get some encouragement from me as well as the other queens in the community. This is a really sacred space and I will see you in Queendom.